As the New York Times recently noted, classifying by race is becoming increasingly complicated in our multicultural society. Have racial classifications lost their usefulness in modern America?
So the New York Times story, very interesting, indicated that according to these new Department of Education regulations, if you have, you know, even a drop of Hispanic blood, then under these regulations, you'll be considered Hispanic. And there's a lot of concerns about particularly how you label kids with more than one race, that what will happen is fewer kids will be labeled as African-American, more kids as multiracial, more kids as Hispanic. Is it time to just stop trying to do this classification and say, hey, look, you know, majority of our kids are minorities now. Let's just stop it. Let's just give it up. Why do we need to count it this way?
I mean, what I think is interesting about this is I may be mistaken, but I'm fairly certain that census data has been doing this for a while, that, you know, Hispanic is more an ethnicity that kind of overrides all the other categories. And you can be both Hispanic and Black. And then that's why you have something that'll say white paragraph, you know, in parentheses, not Hispanic. So I'm not sure why it's kind of an issue now, but in terms of whether the classifications are irrelevant, I think on some level, yes, they are. If you have a student that one day could be, you know, counted as Black and another day as Hispanic, yes, that's somewhat irrelevant. But at the end of the day, I think there is still value in separating out subgroups of students, and whether we need to start doing that, you know, exclusively by low income data purely in education. I mean, I'm not talking about larger, you know, issues that other sectors might need. But for education, it seems that you could generally swap out low income and still kind of have the same, you know, the same value of separating out subgroups.
Well, right. So the argument of having all these racial classifications is that then you can learn, at least at the macro level when you're setting policy, how these different groups are performing. And we learn in education, for example, that we have an achievement gap, and we can find out over time if we're closing it or if different subgroups are making progress. And I think that's valuable. I mean, we know, for example, that African-American and Hispanic kids have made actually big progress on the NAEP if you look over the long-term results. And if we didn't classify by race, we wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
So that's important. But I think, you know, look, as we become a society where there's a lot of kids who are multiracial, I think we're going to get to some point where it just is just kind of ridiculous. And we have to just give up on that. You know, income will not switch it out completely.
Not perfectly, but I think it will still show important patterns that are generally what people are going for when they're trying to close achievement gaps.
Yes, that's right. But we do know, look, there's still a racial achievement gap that's separate from the socioeconomic gap. But, you know, Liam, one of our bloggers, definitely talked about it maybe be the time to leave this stuff behind, you know, move forward into our post-racial society. I have to admit, there's a part of that's quite appealing. And I think we're going to get to a point where it's just going to be ridiculous to keep trying to do all this divvying people up by race, and we're going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on the whole, it'll be a good thing.